I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans. He's close personal friends with millions of bugs. He has a book out, What's Bugging You? A Fond Look at the Animals We Love to Hate, which is the name of a feature that we'll be having on Morning Edition here at WCVE Public Radio. What got you interested in insects?
I was one of those kids that grew up putting things in jars. I still have very clear childhood memories of seeing butterflies and beetles and bugs in my backyard. And I just never grew out of that. I've always had a fascination for them. And even though I do research with beetles primarily, I'm interested in sharing my passion for insects with other people. Because I've discovered over the years that there are two kinds of people, those that love insects and those that don't yet know they love insects.
Is this because of the beauty and just the...
Well, there's. I think it's the beauty if you take the time to look at them. It's a matter of scale, I admit. They're small, they're fast, so many of them are difficult to observe. By and large, the vast majority of insect species are either benign or they're absolutely essential for our survival and maintaining our quality of life. Pollinators are an excellent example of that.
Also, they perform essential function in the breakdown of vegetable matter in the forest.
Oh, sure.
Floor.
Dead plants and animals, animal waste, even though we don't like to think about what they're doing, breaking down dead animals and plants and their waste products, it's essential that they do it, and that's what helps keep everything clean. And also, they recycle nutrients, making them available for other plants and animals that are still alive.
Now, some beetles were elevated to a high level of value in certain cultures.
Right. The ancient Egyptians were very much interested in the sacred scarab. The sacred scarabs were thought to be the symbol of the sun god Ra, and they believed that they were the invisible force that moved the sun across the sky every day. This was back in the geocentric universe, where we thought the earth was the center of the universe. And the dung ball that they were rolling was thought to symbolize the sun. We have dung rollers here in Virginia. In fact, dung-rolling beetles were first documented in North America, in Virginia and other states in the late 1600s and early 1700s. And in those days, the polite term for dung-rolling beetles or tumble bugs was tumble turd. Yeah. And we had one of our dung beetles is just a magnificent animal. It's brilliant metallic rainbow colors, red and green. The males have a very majestic horn off their head projecting over their back, and that one was referred to as the royal tumble turd. I hope to bring these common names back into regular usage.
That's Dr. Art Evans. He is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. And you can find a picture of the tumble turd beetle.
Not under that name. Not yet.
What will we look for in the book?
It'll be under dung beetle.
Okay, dung beetle.